You know, sometimes I don't always feel like that's quite right. And when I tell you that has saved me some money, because there's been times where I've been naive and I believed anything and I've gotten scammed. Okay. Mm-hmm. So now I'm a little bit more skeptical of people who try to sell me things that seem too good to be true. Well, if you can spot a too good to be true health hack from a mile away and read labels like it's your job, congratulations. You're a skeptic. And Ritual knows that every good skeptic deserves a multivitamin that exceeds your standards. Their clinically backed essential for women 18 plus multivitamin has high quality, traceable key ingredients in clean, bioavailable forms. I absolutely know it is time to be getting some more vitamin D in your diet.
I agree.
Listen, these shorter days, okay, there's less sun and all that. We need that vitamin D. 97% of women ages 19 through 50 are not getting enough vitamin D from their diet. Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus has shown an increase of vitamin D levels by 43% in a clinical study. Absolutely love Ritual. We have Ritual here at the house. Mm-hmm. It is our vitamin of choice. It absolutely, for me as a woman who is in her big fours, is a multivitamin that I can trust. One, I love its delayed release capsules because I am a skeptic. And I know how a vitamin is supposed to work. And
absolutely.
Ritual does it. They don't put all that crap and garbage in it. They make sure that you're getting the nutrients that you need and that they are released in the place of your body where they're supposed to be released. So you're getting maximum absorption. See, listen, I'm telling you, I know these things. It's clinically backed multivitamin for 18 plus with high quality traceable ingredients and clean bioavailable forms, 9 key nutrients, 2 delayed release capsules per day that optimize your body absorption and is gentle on the stomach with a minty essence. Also, Ritual Essential for Women is USP verified, so you know that you can trust what you're putting in your body. Only about 1% of the supplement brands on the market are USP verified mark, which shows the product contains the ingredients actually listed on the label. Ritual multivitamins are vegan, non-GMO, project verified, gluten and major allergen free, certified B Corp and made traceable. No more shady business. Ritual is Essential for Women 18 plus is a multivitamin you can actually trust. Get 40% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/argue.
Argue.
This offer is only available through January 31st. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women 18 plus to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/argue.
Argue.
For 40% off. We thank Ritual for sponsoring today's episode. What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of
Is This Gonna Cause an argument?
My name is Angel Lakita Moore, also known as Angel Tanksley, also known as That Chick Angel. And I'm joined by my other host, my husband, my boyfriend. Tell him who you are.
I'm the other host of This Is Gonna Cause an Argument, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank. Hey, family, if this is your first time tuning in, we greatly appreciate it. This is a podcast. Me and Strawberry Shortcake over here, Miss Sexy, we do every week, and we pretty much talk about anything we goddamn feel like it. And every week we do shooting this podcast, we are always joined by our media family. Our media family is those people that we a little bit closer to, those people that we do stuff with on the weekends, that we talk to, that we pray with, that we laugh with, joke around with. You can be a part of that media family. All you got to do is go to patreon.com/thatchickangel, sign up for the low of $5 a month. And when you do that, you see all the extra stuff. You see the before stuff. You see the after stuff, the edited stuff that we put up. And we call them immediate family because we're a little bit closer.
Amen.
And we also joined by some wonderful sponsors. You already heard from one, Ritual. Who's the other sponsors, lady?
BetterHelp and HelloFresh. We'll tell you more about our sponsors later on the podcast. There's something I want y'all to know about our sponsors. Our sponsors are brands that partner with us because they feel like the audience we have could use their products or services. So if you've been thinking about, oh my God, I've been looking for another multivitamin, give Ritual a try and use our promo
Absolutely.
Code to save money. Our other services or brands that we're partnering with for this episode, if you're looking for a meal delivery service, if you've been looking for a therapist, give these services a try. Use our URL or our promo code so they know that we sent you. And then they'll know that they partnered with the right podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So you guys, we'll start off with a segment I feel like we haven't done in a while. And that's In My Feelings.
There it goes. I'm waiting for it.
Let me tell you what's got me in my feelings.
I got something making me feel good.
In my feelings. Yeah. What's got me feeling good, baby? What's got me feeling bad? Ooh. In my feelings.
Jackson, a lot of people don't realize that I do recognize Angel has a beautiful voice.
He just doesn't like to hear it.
No, that's singing. That's not true.
It's not fully false.
I love to hear Angel sing.
That's,
sometimes.
I feel like you're using words that aren't really true. I love to hear Angel sing.
I do love to hear you sing. You know I love your voice? Who likes ice cream? If you like ice cream, Marcus, I'm like, yeah, I like ice cream. Marcus, but if you fool, you don't want no more damn ice cream. If somebody taking that ice cream and shoving it down your throat, you be like, I'm going to punch you in your face. You keep giving me ice cream.
I feel like you are exaggerating. You like my voice and you're okay.
I love your voice. You got a beauty. I've always said you got a nice voice.
Let's just accept what you're saying right now. But that is not my perception. That has not been my perception these years. I've always felt like you liked my voice. And it's okay when it's like within the voices of other people singing. But when it is, you know, on its own and just out there for no reason, you're like, hey. We could just have a moment where we talk instead of you singing all the things.
You're going to believe what you're going to believe. So.
No, I said I'm going to accept what you're saying. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you what I felt.
Okay. What's got you in your feelings?
Let's start off what's got me feeling good. If you are watching us right now, huh? If you're watching us on YouTube, if you... I feel like you can also hear it, even if you're not watching. Your girl decided to take a big plunge and dye her hair. This is like red velvet, strawberry, cherry, just all the things.
It's definitely red velvet.
Yeah.
That slice of cake, not the middle where it's real, real like damp and moist. But them outer skirts where it's like just a little more fluffy.
Yeah.
Right there.
So, yeah, I got that red velvet in my hair. I absolutely love it. The way this all came about, I knew I wanted to do something different for my hair this year. Like, I've been thinking about straightening it, not like for eternity, but just seeing it straight one time. I haven't seen my hair straight in a decade.
Yeah.
So I was like,
longer than that.
Yeah, it's been a long time. I was like, I want to see what my hair looks straight. I kind of miss it. And then, thank you. Somebody said it's giving Janet Jackson velvet rope. Thank you. So I've been thinking about doing that. Well, a young lady who I have known for quite a few years, she's another twin mom. She's also like a master stylist. I feel like I know her best for her color and her cut. She knows how to do short hair like nobody's business. She's a gorgeous woman. Her name is Tahira. She's based out of Atlanta. We've met once in person, and she did an episode of Mommy Confessions years ago. I was either pregnant with the twins or pregnant with Amar when she did Mommy Confessions. Anyway, she DM'd me. She was like, I'm coming to LA to do a pop-up. I'm reaching out to collaborators and brands. And to just like book out the time that I'm here. So I was just like, huh. Do you only do short hair? She's like, no, I do all lengths. I said, how would you feel about dyeing my curls? And she was like, I said, dyeing them red. And she was like, oh, red is my specialty. And it's a trending color this year. And I was like, okay. She thought I wanted some like red hair that we're used to seeing, like brownish red or burgundy. And I was like, no.
Yeah, you already damn near had that.
Yeah, I was like, no. Take me there. The fact of the matter is, because she is so good at hair color, I'm not about to have her do something
mild.
Yeah, easy. Yeah. That I feel like anybody can do. This takes someone who is really, really good and able to like do it and not have you lose your hair. And baby, that's what she did. And I love it. And the fact that Marcus doesn't oppose it and he tells me that I look cute. Mm-hmm. It took years off my face. I feel like I look about 5 years younger. Not that I looked old before, but it lightened my face. Like instead of, I feel like my darker hair brings out, and I'm not talking about melanin, brings out like the dark parts of my face. This red kind of brightens me up and makes me look more youthful.
I look 5 years older every day. So.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
I'm glad you got that testimony.
No, you don't. You're not going to talk about my baby. But yeah, if for the people who are watching, I'll show the blue that she did that like had everybody in a chokehold. If you're watching on our Patreon, you can see she did a blue that darn near looks like it's from a cartoon. It's so bright. And I'm not even doing justice by how I'm showing you all. So anyways.
Yeah, now that blue looked like it was Photoshop. I mean, it was crazy. It was like an intense blue.
Yeah, it is. So I'm happy with it. I think I'll have it this color for the entire tour. And then after the tour, I'll probably darken it back up. Not like a brown, but like this is a hard color to maintain. Like I have to use very specific shampoo so that it stays brilliant like this and doesn't like all of a sudden start to get dull or ashy. And she's not here. If she was here, then I would feel more comfortable trying to maintain it. But I think after the tour, I'll probably have my hair go down towards a burgundy, and that'll be easier for me to maintain until it like grows out. But we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's got you feeling, good or bad?
What's got something got me feeling in my feelings?
Oh, what's got you feeling some type of way?
A little bit.
What?
So a lot of y'all know I don't. A lot of times, and this is a little bit toward the episode today. I don't do New Year's resolutions.
Mm-hmm.
Like I told y'all last week, and we was talking about, I don't know, with some friends and stuff. I'll make out a list, and then I will like meditate and pray over that like throughout the year, and like come back to it, look at it. What can I do to achieve this? What steps do I need to do that? And usually that list like has me excited, but like shortly after the New Year, I've hit like this plateau, like this whole lull. It's hard for me. I'm on my way out of it now, but I've been in that. So, like, I sat down on my tablet today, and I was just sitting there, just everything was quiet, just trying to think. And I'm like, why can't I think of what I've been doing, what I want to do? It's been like just hit this like block wall, not a block wall. It's just like like running through wet concrete, like it done slowed me down, like wet sand. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, let me come up out of this, because it's all me. It ain't nothing like extra, it's all me, but it's just trying to come out of that and get the ball rolling. The reason I don't do the resolutions because it's like everybody has these like high expectations. That's why, you know, the gyms is so swole on, you know, January, February. By the end of March, they dead again because everybody, just like all their other goals, everything just done fell off. And it was just like a phase that people go through at the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I never wanted to fall into that, so I kind of keep it steady. You know, throughout the year, like boost myself again and again throughout the year instead of just, well, New Year's, I'm gonna start this. I never really do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I do come up with my list at the beginning of the year, regardless of what happened last year. It's like that stuff gonna come over here. And if I see stuff that I'm trying to do in 3 years, that's going on this year's list too. All of it. Because the right steps can be put on there. But that's the only thing is like I ain't got the... like, I guess I hit these ups and downs throughout the year. I think it's the first time I hit it at the top of the year versus just in the middle of the year and everything gets kind of stagnant. And then I like got to reboost myself.
Yeah. I think a lot of people, I can see why it would happen in the new year. I think for some people, yes, the new year is like a feeling of hope.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I think for some people I'm not saying this is how you felt, but like feel a little bit of dread.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, I also think the new year is a reminder of what we either no longer have or we're still trying to get. So like granted, Wendell's birthday is at the top of the year, mm-hmm. but like I had that. I've been thinking about your dad more and more.
No, since my dad passed, that's always like starting the year off right, because that was just like another year. And then January, what you mean you got cancer?
Right.
March, what you mean that nigga dead? Like,
yeah. Yeah, it's no, like for real. It was super duper fast.
So that's always like, all right, what's this new year going to bring? You know?
Wait a minute, both of them passed in March?
Yeah, daddy was March 27th.
Damn.
And Wendell was March 9th.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're the definitely, I can see why both, either or would happen, why the new year would bring bigger feelings, whether they're, you know, good or
Well, bad. I think the with me, I know, and I tell myself, it's just a feeling. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, we alive, so we gonna have feelings.
Yeah.
It's just a feeling. So
yeah.
Move on to the next thing. And I'm able to, and even now, it's just, I'm telling myself that too, but it's just like, this is the first time I think I've experienced this in this kind of way at this time of the year. But that's the only thing. What's got you feeling good?
All right, say what got me feeling good.
I always got you feeling some kind of way.
You know, first I was gonna hit them with the thing that you always say. I really can't complain. I love it.
Because you can't. Greedy.
But I will complain because this is a show where we have agreed to argue and complain sometimes. The one thing that's got me my feelings is I'll be leaving for tour in 2 weeks. And I know I'm going to miss my husband. And I'm going to miss my family. I'm going to end up missing the twins' birthday party. Which is not like I haven't missed a birthday party before. I missed little Marcus's the year that I was on tour. But it still does make me feel some type of way that I'm not going to be here. Don't get me wrong. I'm excited about the tour. Now, what just pissed me off is that I planned on getting some wings from Malnificent. That was that text that just came. Yeah, sorry.
Text literally just popped up on the screen.
A text just popped up on the screen. My chef, who I have cooked different events here at my house, she had a pop-up today, and she done sold out. Anyways, I'm so mad.
We're going to stop telling people about Mel just so we know she's available.
Yes. I'm so mad. Yeah, somebody just pointed out I'll be missing Easter here as well. So while I am stoked about this tour, even though, I will add, you know, is this going to cause an argument? Regardless of whether or not y'all showed up, I knew we were prepared. Me and Marcus had intense rehearsals. And we really made sure we knew what came after what came after what came after what. My dear friend and unruly cousin, Kevin, due to his scheduling, due to his jam-packed life, I haven't gotten that type of time with him. And that does not do well with my spirit.
Yeah, I feel you.
So, I know I'll feel better once me and him are able to plant our feet and just, like, know that this is this, this is this, this is this. We have it all written out. It's just I like to get things on my feet. Like, Marcus didn't like to really do things on his feet. He preferred just discussing it. But the three times that we ran it prior to doing the show was great for me. It made me feel like I knew where his brain was at, so I knew how to compensate or support. And I just, you know, me and Kevin have never had to do anything live on stage together. We've only had to do things like on camera together. So like me even like experiencing what it is to have his energy while I'm on stage, I need to know that. So, you know, that's got me in my feelings is that I'm going to miss my family and I haven't had enough rehearsals with my co-host. So, yeah, but we plan on like hitting it hard the week before we leave the road, which would also be fine. So as long as we get it in, I'm Gucci. All
right. Mm-hmm. Something's got me feeling good is... I feel like I'm stepping into this year for the first time in a long time with experience. With this whole social media and everything I done stepped into. We have been talking like with our business and other things going on, like with posting social media and all that, even with working with our assistant and getting things lined out. That part's got me feeling good because it's like I kind of have a more of a vision of what I need to be doing and what I want to do. Mm-hmm. And even if I don't 100% know what it is I want to do, is like I got a little more experience on stepping into things. It was like, I think I want to do this, but let's see. Mm-hmm. Like Angel knows, like she tells y'all all the time, like I will plan until I'll set in that for too long. And then with some stuff, eventually I'll hit this wall where I'm like, I don't give a damn what happens. I'm just going to do this. Because that's when Angel's like, well, maybe you should. None of that. I don't care. I'm doing it this way. I'm getting this done. I don't care what it look like. It's just going to be what it is. And I think it's what I'm reaching that point in a good way with this whole thing of what's going on. With, you know, as far as me, like, it's still kind of, a lot of people don't know, this whole social media thing, this influencer, is so much changing, and that's always in the back of my mind. Like, when people see stuff, or the way they see stuff, or the algorithm, or what's popular and what ain't popular. Like, what happened to Facebook.
Like, it's not, still important.
Not Facebook, MySpace. Like, you know what I'm saying?
They've been gone.
I know it's been gone, but it's like, these things always change, and that's always in the back of my mind. But same time, it's like, you know what? I got these ideas. I'm just going to go ahead, do it. A lot of times the way I would do stuff is like, I got a little experience in this. Let me use that experience and just push forward. So that's what's got me feeling good. That needs this car content stuff that I'm starting to roll out.
I'm so happy for you that that's got you feeling good. I do feel like
Heaven
you
got shoes coming this week.
Who got shoes?
Heaven.
She's getting new tires?
Yeah.
Let me tell you, every time he tells me about some other cost that is with these cars, I'd be ready to set them on fire.
Well, that wouldn't do any good.
I know. That's the only reason why I don't. Then she just left to get something.
That was a break.
It gets on my nerves, yeah. And this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. So it's 2024. And while I did change my hair color, there are certain things that I want to keep the same about myself. One, my willingness to see what is on the other side of the door. Two, my boldness in how I lead and my confidence in the competence that I have on the things that I have studied and showed myself approved. Well, around the new year, we can get obsessed with things of how to change ourselves instead of just expanding on what we're already doing right. Maybe you finally organize a part of your space and you want to tackle another. Or maybe you're taking your supplements every morning and now you actually want to eat breakfast too. Well, therapy helps you find your strengths so you can ditch the extreme resolutions and make changes that really stick. I, as you all know, am an advocate for therapy, especially when you get a good therapist. And that was one of the things that my therapist was really good at, is showing me the things that I was good at and encouraging me to like press forward in that. I do think we are in a world that we are always focused on what are so-called flaws or weaknesses, where sometimes it's just an amazing thing to just sit in your strengths and just use them to your fullest capability. Well, therapy is a way to help you get to that place. And if you're thinking about giving therapy a try, give BetterHelp a try. It is designed to be entirely online, convenient, and work within your schedule. It's super flexible. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time at no additional cost. Celebrate the progress you've already made. Visit BetterHelp.com/argue today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/argue.
Argue.
We're going to do a taking sides.
I think I'll take it.
If y'all don't recall, taking sides is where we take a saying and we decide what side we're on. If we, I called it taking sides, and it's actually called tank it or leave it.
Yeah.
That's what it's called.
I knew exactly what you meant. Everybody knew.
I was like, taking sides. Taking sides, but that don't even exist. Mm-mm. But maybe we should add that. But we're taking it or take it. Taking it or take it. Tank it or take it. They're fine. Or take it or tank it, whichever way it goes, is where we look at a saying and we decide if we take it, meaning we agree with it, or we tank it, meaning get that crap out of here. Mm-hmm. We're not fooling with it. And in the same vein as what we're going to kind of talk about today, we're going to stick with kind of like New Year's. So the saying is, out with the old, in with the new. Do you take it or take it?
I tank it. It depends.
Tell me why.
All these are always subjective. I'm gonna say that one is a little more harder to say, because they say out with the old, meaning, you know, whatever the old stuff was, out with it, in with the new, bring it. I like old school cars. They hold up better. They look better. Styling's better. It was a piece of art. But now, if the old is working, like they say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Mm-hmm. If the old is working, why are you going to start something new?
So, old, you're saying you feel like old should not be a synonym with no longer valuable.
Exactly. It's just because it's something old or something that has been around for a long time, don't make it obsolete. If it still works, that's just fine. Let these younger people say marriage is, that's archaic, that's old school. Who gets married anymore? I'm just like, what? It's like, that makes no sense.
I do believe whether or not I take it or tank it depends on where I'm at in life. I feel like, in with the old, out with the new, I was looking it up, is a synonym, a savvy synonym for it is strive to innovate. Mm-hmm. Now, when I hear that, I'm like, yeah, in with the old, out with the new. Let's innovate. Let's move forward. Let's do the damn thing. But at the same time, I do feel like not everything that isn't brand spanking new doesn't mean it doesn't serve me in a way that moves me forward.
Right.
So kind of like what you're saying is that it just all depends. I do feel like if we're living a life that does not fully serve us, if we're living a life that doesn't make us happy, out with the old, in with the new, is the saying you should be with, the saying that you should be on. But I do feel like if you are living a life that you feel like is really helping you serve your purpose, it is moving you in the direction you want to go in, that saying necessarily of get rid of old habits and bring in new habits might not be in your best interest. But when it's, like I said, if somebody said to me, I'll read some other similar phrases and let's see if we still feel the same. Strive to innovate, I would definitely take it. It wouldn't be a tank. Listen, these websites, they got 50 million ads. You can't see none of the screen. They even took me to Ashley Furniture, y'all.
Yeah, they did.
Okay. Turn to a new chapter. See, I would take that.
Yeah.
Okay. rebrand yourself. I would tank that. I feel like that is very
subjective. Yeah.
Carry on a clean slate. I also think I might tank that. It's way too subjective. Take on a new journey. I would take that.
And what?
Listen, I do like newness. But adding newness does not necessarily mean to me getting rid of the oldness.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, just because you're adding something don't mean you're getting rid of something.
Reinvent yourself. Tank it. That's way too subjective. Let's see here. Embrace modernity. I'm saying it right. It's modernity. Modernity.
Modernness. That's what we're going to say that is.
Turn a new leaf. I take it.
Yeah, take that. Absolutely.
Fresh start. I take that. Yeah, because
you always need a fresh start.
You could be doing a fresh start at the thing you've already done before. Join a new course and cause. Take it. I take it. Enter into a new era.
I mean, you do that every day.
So you take it.
Hey, start that day like it's your last. Live that day like it's your last. What is it?
Live.
Every day like it's your last.
Yes. Start that day. Turn that day over. Yeah. And smack it on the ass. Mm-hmm. Tell it to go.
Upward. Lift that ass.
Wear a new and promising makeover. That one is just sounds dumb.
Yeah, they was on a roll and just thought they got cocky.
Yes. Push play to rejuvenate. What?
Yeah. They lost steam.
Embrace a new dynamic.
Next.
Wake up to a new dawn. Well, we all hope.
Yeah, hopefully.
Oh, they wrote the same thing twice. Okay. All right. So
that could have stopped it with the fifth one. And
listen, ain't none of them better than strive to innovate. Strive to innovate is probably the best one.
That sounds like the what's it called? The thing of like a tech company.
Yeah.
Painted on the wall. Strive to innovate.
Strive. We here at Apple, we strive to innovate.
I was going
to
say, here at High Tech Energies.
Why was it a high?
High Tech Energies.
So like you said, a high.
I did.
When it's all said and done, we both tank out with the old and with the new. All right. I'm trying to think. Should I go into... No, let's start the... main topic, and then sometime in the main topic, I'll do the last ad read.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
So, still staying on. Well, first, let's discuss what we just did. Yeah. As you all know, if you've been watching our podcast, Marcus and I are, well, he's reluctantly doing it.
I ain't reluctantly doing this. Just the ideas of it and the way, I'm like, come on.
We can always, you don't listen.
But we, go ahead, tell.
Anyways.
I wasn't reluctant at all.
I bought a adventure, I think if you went back.
No, when you brought it up, yeah, I'm saying today, when it was time to do it. I was absolutely not reluctant.
I was about to say,
let's get this shit popping. Get the whisk out.
So, let's go back to the first episode of the year. We did a Wheel of Life. We did it along with some of our Patreon members where we discussed our satisfaction in certain areas of our life. We both gave ourselves lower scores on romance. Mm-hmm. And one of the things about the Wheel of Life that I love and about the exercise that I do to complete my vision board is that you then can really decide to be intentional about bringing your satisfaction score up in whatever area you want to. So with romance, because we both scored kind of low, I was like, actually, let's be intentional about being romantic. For me, I keep hitting my mic. For me, I felt like romance was connected to mystery. And that was a part where me and Marcus will go out on a date here and there. While there is a connection and there is an intimacy, it's very much so mundane. we're going to either go to our favorite restaurant or we're going to go to our favorite restaurant. Or maybe
the act of it. I mean, we have fun.
Yeah.
Have a good time and all that. But it's just like everything is expected. So
yeah, there's no mystery to it.
Which is what Angel needs.
I'm not saying,
read the definition.
No. And that's what resonated with me. Because I scored us low for a reason. Yeah. So I was like, what is it though?
But Angel likes the unknown. She likes to be like surprised.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do. So I was in Target. This is actually before I did the vision board. This should let me know that we were on the right path. During the Christmas break, I found this thing in Target that was like 50 adventure date challenges. Written by two men. Marcus was like, what do they know about marriage? I was like, maybe nothing.
Yeah, give me your resume.
But you literally have no idea what these dates are. They're scratch-offs in a book. Oh, we got to take a picture. We'll take a picture with the thing because we're supposed to add the pictures. With every date, you're supposed to take a picture, put the picture inside the book, and then at the end, you'll have 50 pictures of dates that you all have been on. And hopefully they've mainly been successful. So we've done two of the 50 dates so far. One was an intentional date. The other one, we called it the date after the fact. So the two were in the book. And unfortunately, the book is at the office where we usually shoot. And currently today, you can probably tell we sound differently if you're not watching us. And obviously, if you are looking at us, you see we're in our house.
Yeah.
Because it's Martin Luther King Day, man.
Yeah, hopefully these mics are picking up good. They should be.
Yeah, I didn't say they would sound bad.
No, was my thing.
You're like, I pray they can hear us. Actually, and now before we jump into how the date went, let me go ahead and tell y'all about one of our favorite sponsors, because we are consistent, okay? And customers that they can count on, huh? Because we use them every week. And that's HelloFresh. Get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Now, whether your resolution is to save money, eat better, or stress less, HelloFresh is here to help. You do all three. Say hello to your most delicious year yet with fresh ingredients, chef-crafted recipes at a price you like delivered right to your door. Make saving time your breeziest resolution with quick, convenient recipes delivered right to you. Choose your meals and select a delivery date. HelloFresh handles the meal planning and shopping, so all you have to do is open your weekly box of pre-portioned ingredients and step-by-step recipes to get cooking, okay? We use HelloFresh because I don't feel like to think. Okay, rarely am I like, oh my goodness, what I want to cook is this. That's just not how my brain works these days. Especially being a content creator, my creativity is used towards the content we make, not the meals I cook. So I'm so glad that my family is partnered with HelloFresh. And when I'm partnered, I mean, we pay for our boxes every single week. Yep. That's the type of partnership we got. We are regular, schmegular customers. But in that partnership, we're able to really make things a lot easier for ourselves. Marcus actually cooked a meal last week. He did the Brussels sprout and pasta meal. That's one of his favorites. It's his personal favorite. The kids love it too.
Yeah.
And that's something I would have never thought to do.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have been like, let me make this cheesy pasta dish and add some lemon zest and Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, let me half up some Brussels sprouts. Like,
I would have never thought to do that. But the chef...
Anything involving making a paste, I would never think to do for a dinner.
But HelloFresh said, you ain't got to think.
Mm-hmm.
We did the thinking. Now all you got to do is the doing. So we thoroughly enjoy it here in our house, and we really think you will too.
The panko.
Panko, especially after you toast them.
Man.
I'm like, oh my goodness, all these great ideas. I feel so bougie. Go to HelloFresh.com/arguefree.
Arguefree.
And use code arguefree.
Arguefree.
For free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/arguefree. ArgueFree.
ArgueFree.
With code ArgueFree.
ArgueFree.
HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. So date number one, what it said inside of the book, and we'll tell you what we did instead. Date number one was make a pie, blindfold one partner, and the other partner has to give...
Guide the person.
Guide the person in cooking and making the pie. Marcus objected, quick, fast, in a hurry.
That just sounded... It sounded frustrating to hear it. I could only imagine going through the actual...
Yeah. While I, you know, I'm always down for a challenge, so I would have did it that way.
They're not even supposed to be challenging. It's supposed to be relaxing.
No, they didn't say that. They didn't say that.
Well, romance ain't supposed to be challenging, definitely.
I would have definitely, but I also don't get... It would have ended up frustrating because he would have gotten frustrated with me or vice versa. I would have just been like, I would have been down for the experience, whether it been successful or not. But if you would have gotten frustrated, it would have then got me frustrated. So then it would have been a frustrating experience for the both
Absolutely.
Of us.
Absolutely.
So we just said, you know what? Let's just bake a pie together.
Simple as that. Period. Just bake the damn pie.
So before we went live with you all today, with our Patreon today, I should say, we made a no-bake butterscotch pie, which is in the refrigerator now. We won't get to try it until later this evening. But I would love to know your thoughts on the experience with me.
This wasn't anything new for us because we cook together often. I ain't gonna say all the time, but often. And I always enjoy cooking with Angel. Even the HelloFresh meals. Like, hey, let me come in there and help you. But nah, we have good chemistry when it comes to that. It's because we neither one of us are strangers to cooking. So it's not like one is carrying the other. It's just like we know, oh no, that's been on too long. Let me turn this heat up. Let me turn that heat down. Flip this. Turn it, you know, whatever it might be. But that's something that I've always enjoyed. So yeah, that was, and this was something that neither one of us are familiar with, is baking this type of pie. Angel attempted this pie for me once before.
When we were dating, and it turned out so fantastically terrible. And I was just like, it was soup
in a crust. Solidified.
It was soup in a crust, and I guess I still don't know what had happened.
Yeah, so I have a cousin. She bakes, and she promised me. She asked me, this is back when I graduated high school. This is how far back this goes. And she was like, what would you want like for graduation? I said, I want one of your butterscotch pies, because hers are like dope. She was like, all right, no problem. She never made it. So I reminded her of that like every time I saw her. Like, you know... I never, like, not all the time, but, like, often enough to where she knew what I was about to say. I'm like, hey, you never gave me that butterscotch pie. So I was telling Angel about it. And so she decided to, second visit to visit her in California. She decided, I'm going to make him a butterscotch pie. And she made me butterscotch soup.
That visit was so, we argued so much that visit. I put so much effort in that visit. Let's just digress real quick.
I did appreciate it, though.
It was Valentine's-ish time. And I was just like, I'm going to pamper my boo. So I was like, I'm going to make him this pie. I had scheduled us massages, I think. I was going to give him a facial. I bought some lingerie because this is before we decided.
Yeah,
we
the Aquaman was phenomenal. I don't know if you remember that. Yes. Was that the same visit?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that was a good. That was a good.
I ordered something from Fredericks of Hollywood. Okay. Listen, it was a little see-through dress. Mm-hmm. My roommate. She wasn't there for the whole time, so we was able to like be a little bit for free or whatever. And everything I did just
I don't recommend long distance relationships at all.
I mean, we were at each other's throats. Other than after his facial in the Tanaka Men.
Tanaka Men is a type of massage for people that I never heard of until Angel brought it up.
And I wish I could find, like, we did it in grad school, and I cannot find, I wish I could find videos of how to do it just to remind myself. I only remember certain parts, but it's very relaxing. It's very, it's not even really a massage. It's almost like you're stretching the other person. So good. It focuses on breathing. You stretch on the, you stretch the person on the exhale. I gave him a facial in my room. It was nice. That part was nice, but the rest of that damn trip.
Long distance.
Trash. Ugh. It was trash. But we still together. Amen. Mm-hmm. So this pie, we haven't tasted yet.
It looked like last week. I told her, she was like, it's going to be, I said, it ain't got to be better. As long as it ain't soup. If it ain't soup, mission accomplished. That's all about it. Yeah. It could look like drywall. If it ain't soup, we going to split the difference and be like, all right, a good pie was made.
And it actually tasted like the batter, if you want to call that, the pudding.
Mm-hmm. Filling.
The filling. Tasted good.
Yeah, it actually tasted good this time. Last time, I mean, it was a little buttery.
Yeah, but no, it was a, somebody said we should taste it now. The texture ain't going to be right yet.
Yeah, it's got to set for like, what you say, 6 hours or something?
6 hours. So we're not going to get till it until around 8, 9 o'clock.
Yeah, not
much. Which will be fine. We'll have it after dinner.
Yeah, because I still got work out.
So I thought, my thoughts on it, do you want to know?
Yeah, of course.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed the time with Marcus. I enjoyed us working. Here's the thing that I love, that actually works well. It works well for us in multiple ways. It just does not happen often. When we are working towards the same goal and it's clear who's doing what task, we have great synergy. And that happened for us. Neither one of us are, and we're also like doing our task competently, right? We're like, okay, this is how you work this. This is how you work that. Even in cleaning, it's just the problem with a lot of times with us cleaning together is one person is trying to make the other person clean when they weren't in the mood to clean.
Yeah. Because that's even happened with me. Like, I'd be like, all right, let's go clean it. I'm like, why we got to do that right now?
Right. Where both of us agreed, this is the time we're going to make the pie. And we didn't have any, like, confusion on who's going to do what. I asked Marcus, I said, I think you might like doing this using the food processor. He's like, bet. And he made the pie crust. Well, I gathered all the ingredients for the pudding, and then we, you know, both were doing different whisking and all that stuff. So it's the part of us that I love the most when we work together, and when we're able to do that and we're like not fighting against each other.
Yeah, it's the two, that's where we're alike. Both of us tend to be leaders. And that's where I think, even though we're good team players too, because I feel like we both work well with everybody else that we got to deal with, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I don't know, it's just different with, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, but it's about the agreement that we make at the beginning of it.
Yeah.
That causes both of us to have, I think, a better time. It's, I think, the only...
Even cleaning. It's just like, what day we gonna clean?
Even like when we're like, if we're both like, okay, let's clean up the kitchen, and we're both, you didn't caught me, if he's the one saying it, you can caught me at a time where I don't feel like you either interrupting a task that I'm doing or you're interrupting, like, a relaxation that I really needed. And I'm like, okay, bet. It gets done super fast. There's no issue. And we move on. when there are specific times when he helps out, helps me out with the kids. Yes, baby. It is in the refrigerator. It's got to get cold. Amar has joined us really quickly. He's been wanting to taste the butterscotch
you
pie.
You ain't cooking nothing.
The butterscotch pie. Yeah, it's in the refrigerator. It's got to get cold. And then when it gets cold, it's going to be done. You going to be ready to try it?
All right, go tell your brother I said go downstairs.
Tell all of you, listen, after we always tell them to come upstairs.
Well, get away from us.
Oh, just close the door.
He's gone.
Anyways, yeah, that I enjoyed it. Marcus looks so cute in his apron.
I'm going to put me an apron on.
He looks so cute in his apron. Yeah, and it was just nice. It was just really, really nice. And then, listen, whenever the dishes can get clean right after cooking, it just makes me feel so good. And everything, well, either there's stuff that went in the dishwasher, but other stuff got clean. I'm just like,
oh. Clean, put up, put away.
Yeah, I mean, no, the food processor is still out, but it's clean. It is drying. So that made me happy. Yeah.
And for the longest, that was a... We were doing that for a while. I don't know. I think maybe the holidays happened and everything kind of fell off, because usually Angel would jump to cooking and I would, right after, I would just go and clean up everything.
It started before that. You just stopped. I don't know what was happening, but I was just like, okay.
You lying. Don't believe that, y'all.
Okay. I didn't bring it up because I was just like, you know what? He's going to tell me, no, I do it all the time. Be like, it's been a month, but it's okay.
I needed something for you to clean.
Anyway, the second date was, it said watch a romantic movie. Neither one of us really enjoy romantic movies. It's not our zhuzh. We'll do a romantic comedy. We'll do a comedy. We'll do an action movie. So we watched...
Action comedy.
Yeah.
Dramedy. We do anything. We don't do romance. It's boring.
So we did, like, you know how everybody loved The Notebook? I was like, okay. Yeah.
No, she fought me to watch that movie.
The Notebook?
Yes.
I fought you?
Yes.
I did.
It's like, you'll be a great movie. It was that one, and then it was another movie. I can't remember who. I said, just by the actors in this movie, I can tell you, I'm not going to like this. This is boring. This is not a good combination.
Anyway, we watched Kevin Hart's new movie. Is it called Lift?
Yeah.
Lift. What were your thoughts about that?
The movie or the occasion of us watching it?
The occasion.
Oh, we watch movies together all the time.
But did you realize that we were snuggled?
Yeah, we were snuggled.
Did you like that?
Yeah.
We watched it on Saturday, which was my Founders Day for my sorority.
That was great because Angel didn't have plans to go to sleep. That's what made that great and the snuggling great.
Now, that was our second attempt to watch it. Because we fell asleep the first time. We both did. But the second time we watched it, and I sat there and critiqued it, and I already knew how it was going to end. I was like, oh, I already know what he going to do.
Yeah.
It had a cute little twist, though, at the end that I was like, oh, that's nice. I like that. I like that. But it was nice to be physically close with you,
mm-hmm.
curled up with you. Yeah. What did we eat?
Seafood. No, we didn't.
That's what Erica.
Oh, the jambalaya stuff. Did we order food?
Yeah, that was the time we ordered all the soul food.
Yeah, the soul food.
We sat and snuggled. So we got to recreate that to take a picture of.
What?
Sitting and snuggling. We forgot to take a picture of that. Oh, no. I did take a picture. I took a picture. I've been doing it.
Mm-hmm.
This book gonna be cute.
By George, she's got it.
This book gonna be cute.
Back up.
Anyway, the last thing I want to talk about. So, sorry. Unfortunately, we can't tell you what the next dates are because we don't have the book. But next week, we'll be able to tell you what we did
and how we critiqued it.
Yes. But now we're going to move on to looking at our old.
They're going to be like, put on snow mittens and go spurlunking together and stare into each other's eyes. While holding candles.
What if they have some, like, go to an old school car convention and imagine yourselves in which cars you all prefer the most?
I'll be like, no, we shouldn't do that.
Why?
Because I know you don't like
the motor dog. I would absolutely 100% do it.
And I know you would do it.
And you don't know, I might enjoy it. What if they said, or dress up like the era of the car that you love? Then I would be all for it.
You could always do that.
I would be in character.
You could always do that.
Hey, jive, sucker.
You know, you'd be seeing them, you probably don't, but a lot of times you see at car shows, it'd be the women with the red dyed hair and the polka dot dress and the heels because they dress like they from the 50s just for the car show.
Okay, well, no, I don't know that. So, we'll tell you all.
She would lose interest extremely quick.
You don't know what I would do. So, we're going to look at our old vision boards. Marcus finally got into, as he said earlier, doing In My Feelings. He finally started working on his vision for 2024, his goal list.
Mm-hmm.
And he went back and looked at his vision board his list from like 2016 and before. Patreon has seen my 2022 vision board. And if you follow me on YouTube, back in 2022 when I did the vision board, I posted it. But if you're a new follower of mine, you don't know what I put for 2022. So we're going to show you so you can see some of the things that we feel like we partnered with the Lord and manifested. And some things where it's just like, you know what? What was you thinking? Do you need to check your text messages?
No.
Okay. So go ahead and open up your book. Marcus notices that he has a trend in his...
Oh, at the beginning? Yeah, that's always first.
A trend that he
My
does.
Wife and kids and Lord is always first on my list.
Mm-hmm. I believe in Jesus.
You go.
Okay. Here on the screen is my 2022 vision board. I will call out some of the images. Like I said, I did this recently with Patreon. So this Patreon that's watching live, this will be a bit of a replay for you all. But for those who are watching this for just through the actual podcast episode, this will be new. So, one of the first big things that you see on here is make your dream a reality. And beside that is Betty White. For those of y'all don't know, Betty White had an amazing career. She had her own show in her 20s, a variety show that she had where she was able to really showcase all of her talents, singing and dancing and acting. And I feel as though this happened for me with a Black Lady sketch show. The being able to use all of my talents. I don't know if people realize how trained I am. I am trained in almost every single genre of comedy. I'm trained in stand-up, improv, comedic acting.
Oh, sorry.
Clowning. Like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, clown work. Mask work. I'm probably forgetting some other stuff. Sketch. I said improv. I'm also trained in sketch. I have a lot of experience and expertise in those areas. And then on top of being a trained dancer in my, more so in my youth, as well as singing, I felt like with the Black Lady Sketch Show, I was able to showcase a lot of those things within the confines of what was on the paper, what was on the script. So that kind of made me feel as though that came about. I'm gonna do two more and then you do yours and then we'll go back and forth some. Badass. And the two that I'll put together are Badass. Oh, and I forgot. I have Issa Rae on here. If you all didn't realize, a Black Lady Sketch Show is executive produced by Issa Rae. I put her on here and I can't even fully remember why I put her on here, but the fact that that came about in that way and that I got to do a sketch with her and she thought that we were super funny. Chef's kiss. Okay, so the two that I want to put together are Badass and Second Act. I think those, and Get Out of Your Head, Get Out of Your Own Head, Come On, King Jesus, go hand in hand with me becoming a rapper. I do feel like that is a part of my second act. That's a part of me that I have only kidded about. I have used it to monetize prior to. I had Mama Mafia where I was writing raps, parody raps, but like deciding, no, like you can take it seriously, deciding like, yeah, I'm gonna write songs for real. And I had a whole midlife crisis when it came to this, and I was very much so in my head about it. I was having all type of identity issues and trying to figure out how do I identify in this. And I feel like that all came to fruition.
Well, I didn't do one last year.
Yeah, this ain't 2023. This is 2022.
Oh yeah, you're right. So I'm gonna go back to 2016.
Yeah.
And how these things line up with what happened that year and years following is almost scary. Like I said, I always start off at the top. Be a better and excellent husband, father, kids, stronger in faith in God. Like, that's at the top of all of them. I can almost cut and paste because I'm always striving to do that. 2016 says, begin new career, making more money, at least X amount of dollars a year. I ain't going to say the dollar amount. With a company who wants to see me advanced and willing to train me and at a place that I can enjoy going to work, or a place I can enjoy working for. Not only did that happen in 2016, that also manifested in our company, like, which is crazy. Like I said, this stuff's a little curious. I said, sell our house and walk away with X amount of dollars. What does it say? Bigger, nicer house in a nicer neighborhood, bigger yard for kids and pets, at least 1,850 square feet. Let's just stop right there.
That was literally
the house
that we bought.
Back then.
In 2016.
2016. It was bigger than that. It was 2,500. No, 2,000.
It was 2,000.
2,000 square feet. No.
2,200. Yeah, it was
2,200. It was twice the size of the current house. Yeah, the house that we were in. So the house was 2,200. I said, create an LLC. Then I said, design watches and start a fashion line. That's going to come later. I did start designing watches. I didn't write sell.
Sell those watches.
I need to be more specific. I did design some watches, though.
Let me see how much you wanted to make.
And
Wow.
I made that dollar amount that year with that new company.
Wow, I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, it's crazy. Then I said purchase a Suburban, a Yukon XL, dependable for the family, low miles. Because y'all know your boy ain't purchasing nothing brand new. I just think that's stupid. You can put me on the Forbes list and I'm still going to be buying used vehicles.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. I put on 2022 TV shows, content. A lot of my 2022 stuff, I feel like came to fruition. Well, heck, some of this did come through in 2022. 2022, I booked a Black Lady Sketch Show. I booked Saturdays. I feel like I booked a couple more shows. It wasn't a TV show, but I booked the short film that I was the lead of. Content-wise, we knocked it out of the park in 2022, 2023. 2022 is when we got Bree, isn't it? 2022 is when we got our content manager. This is the one you all will love. For those of you all who can't see it, it says challenge accepted. God is good. You all know Tanksley's tried it. Is both me and Marcus's most popular content. People thoroughly enjoy watching our two personalities tackle these amazing physical feats, and they have caused for us to have exponential growth on both our individual platforms.
It's a necessary evil. Are you done?
No, I got a couple of things. Shut up. Stress-free home. I feel like that's coming to fruition now more than anything. But I do feel like my house wasn't stressful. I do. I feel like I have provided a space where my children feel safe, my children feel heard, and my children feel blessed, as well as myself. And hopefully my husband feels the same way. Let me read a couple of things at the bottom. I have Tunde from Peloton on my board. I have this beautiful black woman in this colorful shirt and sunglasses.
Do we have the Peloton yet?
You got it for me the same year I got my boobies done. So yeah, 2021. Oh, okay. I have a style on here. I have flowers. I have a saying that says, mundane grooming becomes a mindful experience when you cater to all of your senses. I have self-care and time off on here. And then confidence kings. Now, I'll tell you what, I feel like all of my boys have gotten more and more confident.
Absolutely.
And that is probably the biggest thing on here that just blesses my soul. I have this beautiful house in the background that has the stress-free home on it. And this one thing that wraps around that says, the future is already here. And I also think that was super duper telling. And the thing that blew my mind was that I didn't pay any attention to until I looked back at it recently is, sorry, you guys. This earring, if you're looking, this dangly earring right here. I'm going to show you something, Marcus. Obviously, you all should know that I did the Hoop Mob collaboration.
What dangly earring?
This is a dangly right earring. Here. I did the Hoop Mob collaboration. I had no idea that would be on the horizon. But what you all don't know is that there is a, let me see if I can find it. There is an earring that we did not release under my collection. It was my favorite earring, and they didn't feel like it it went well with the aesthetic. But truly, it was I was like, oh, this is the earring I want. I think it is so beautiful. And when I show y'all what that earring was, Marcus, if you want to go with yours and then I can look up the earring. When I show y'all what this earring looked like, y'all gonna be like, what?
So I'll go, this is for 2019. Again, mind blowing stuff here as far as what I wrote down and what was accomplished. Again, I always started off, be a better man, better family man, stronger man of faith. Go down to advent, and I break it down and what that means. I don't just put that one vague thing. I put down the bigger, be a better family man. Then I put down what I want to do better. It's like bullet points. Y'all don't need to see it. It's just my sloppy hand, right? Anyway, advanced higher in my career, become, it's crazy, become area superintendent, making no less than, you know, blank. Then I said, that was when I was going through, because I just lost my dad that year, so I was going through a whole lot, but I just wanted to be, with that affected, like, confidence and everything. So I said, be impressive, be successful, and all that. Work, move, and walk in confidence and faith. But that was, yeah, that was going into 2020, which is crazy because I ended up having to do that just because of the pandemic. So this was, no, this is vision for 2019. So this is coming out of 2018 into 2019. Anyway, it says build successful company. Mm-hmm. Build successful company, begin selling current products, create new products and sell them, and find good marketing techniques to sell them. This is all revolving around man shit, which I somewhat did, but not to the fullest extent because I was been doing a lot of things that a lot of people do is they hold on to stuff. I need to release those responsibilities. But that thing. So if you remember 2016, I said buy a Yukon or something. That didn't happen, but it did end up getting a Kia Sonata.
Sonata.
So I said sell Kia Sonata and buy Ford Expedition EL or Limited or Max with low miles, less than 4 years old, no more than 30,000 miles, and dependable. That's literally the vehicle that we ended up getting that year is a Ford Expedition Limited.
Yeah.
L, which is the long version. Here's the next one. Buy a new house, sell the current one for no less than, I'm not going to say the X dollar amount, but that's literally the amount that we sold the house for. Then I put with the pool, four bedroom, we ain't got the pool, four bedrooms, three baths, at least 1,500 square foot lot. I didn't put for the kids to play on. in a beautiful, safe area in a cul-de-sac. Yeah. That's where we're living right now.
It sounds like you're yelling at the people.
It's crazy.
I need y'all to understand that this was not a game.
But I mean, like I said, write it down, make it plain. A lot of the stuff I wrote down, but I didn't make it plain. But that's all a learning curve that I still learn every year. This is why.
Okay, I'm
gonna write it down. Let it be known.
Let me show you the earring one more time. You see that? The drip earring and how it's like shapes and it's covered like they're traced out. These are traced out in gold, right? But it's kind of like messily, almost looking really organic. These are the earrings that we did not sell, but these were my favorite and they didn't realize it before they pulled it from my collection.
So you didn't see them yet?
I had seen these and I wanted them. Kennedy, unfortunately, didn't understand, my assistant, that they were saying they were pulling these from my collection.
Oh.
I was saying to them, oh my God, my favorite though, not remembering that there was like a similar earring on my thing with the teardrop at the bottom and the shapes being like covered on the edges really organically. And they were like, oh, we pulled those from the collection. They sold them. They did sell them on their website, but they didn't sell them inside of my collection. But when I saw those, when I was showing Patreon my vision board, I was like, wait. So we say all this to say, we share all this to say, it can be scary to say out loud what you really want for yourself, to like be bold and be like, these are the things I want. These are the things I desire.
Mm-hmm.
Because one, while you're partnering with the Lord and he can make all things possible, you are also saying you are a partner in this vision.
Yeah.
So that means that there are certain actions that you should also be taking to make that vision happen. Now, while a lot of these were in, like, just in the, like, background of my mind, and I wasn't always actively pursuing them. A lot of these I was. Like, the Hoop Mob collection, the, like, when I put this earring on here, it wasn't for me to say, hey, I want to be able to partner with an earring company, but it had to do with how I feel like earrings are an important part of what I consider to be style. Like, having pretty, like, jewelry and earrings to, like, go with outfits. So the fact that I was able to actually make that happen on a larger scale is amazing to me.
Even, like, I have the company I was working for, the area superintendent position is the one I was working for. I realized while I was working for that position, I had that, I think I told y'all about it, I had that epiphany is, I don't want to do this. I don't want to be in that position. I don't want that stress load. I don't even want to work for this company no more. Mm-hmm. But the rest of that vision did end up coming to life of, you know, what I wanted to accomplish in that position. So God just has a way of, that ain't what you want. I've been trying to show you. You've been ignoring the signs. But I'm going to do for you in what you really should be doing that you wanted to do in that position.
Yeah. So if you're not a visual vision board person, give just writing down a very articulate list of the things that you want. At the end of the day, you have to be the first person to believe that you deserve the life that you want.
Yeah.
You have to believe it before anybody else. And the more comfortable you get with dreaming, the more you will begin to dream bigger and bigger and bigger for yourself and for your family. So hopefully this inspires you to, like, take the time to really, like really articulate what you want in life. And we hope that you begin to see the vision roll out, even if it's not in the year that you write it, that when you look back in 2 to 3 years, that you're like, wow, I really did make some of this stuff happen. God really did open some doors for these things to manifest. So, anyways, we're going to close out this podcast by reminding you that we are sponsored by some amazing sponsors. They are Ritual. Give them a look, a check. If you don't have a multivitamin, even if you do, give them a try. They have great multivitamins as well as other supplements. Better Help. If you don't have a therapist, give BetterHelp a try. If you know somebody that needs a therapist, tell them to give BetterHelp a try and use our promo code ARGUE. And if you tired of eating out, if you tired of coming up with things to cook, give HelloFresh a try.
Absolutely.
Or gift a family that you love a HelloFresh box and let them be able to have some good meals, okay, for the week or for more. You can find me at That's Your Angel across all platforms. Be sure to go to KevOnStage.com to get tickets to the Here's the Thing tour. And The Bald and the Beautiful is also back, so make sure you check us out on Tuesdays. And Mommy Confessions is on its way back as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm...
What happened?
Y'all can find me on Instagram at Marcus Tan on the gram, Facebook at Marcus Tan on the book, TikTok, Tank Dump Talk. Y'all can find my beard and body butter called Man Sheet. You can go to manshyt.com. Check that out. And if you're listening, did you already say that?
I don't know. What are you going to say?
About where you can find the podcast?
Go ahead.
Oh, if you're listening, you can watch this on YouTube, That Chick Angel TV.
What is taking you so long?
I'm trying to think.
You can also find it on Facebook now. This season
is going that's up what on I was Facebook. Thinking,
Facebook. That's not what you were
it
thinking.
It was. And then this also can be listened to across all podcast streaming platforms.
You made me think of something that we forgot. And then it left me. Oh, and join our Patreon for $5 at www.patreon.com/thatchickangel.
I was thinking about my 2024 angel. List.
Did you tell them to follow you and to go watch Let Us Tell It?
Not Let Us Tell It. Y'all can go watch Let Us Tell It on Tanks TV, on YouTube. Let Us Tell It podcast. And that can also be found where all podcasts are streamed from.
All right.
Yeah.
Love you guys. We'll talk to y'all next week.
Y'all have a good one, fam.